This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 359 for Friday, April 19th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is trading lower on Friday morning to go along with mixed to negative sentiment in comparable oils. European rapeseed is mostly lower, while Malaysian palm oil is down. Chicago soy oil is steady, and crude oil is also steady after Israel's retaliatory drone attack at Iran. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 128,300 tons of canola exported during the week ended April 14th, with cumulative sales for 2023-24 now at $4.365 million, more than $2 million less than 1 year ago. The Canadian dollar is up 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The May canola contract is down $1.80 per ton at $606.90, while the July contract is down $2.80 per ton at $619.50. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all higher. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will announce later today it will expand sales of higher ethanol blends of gasoline this summer, which may create more demand for corn. E15, a gasoline made up of 15% ethanol, will be sold from June 1st to September 15th. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced an export sale of 23,000 tons of old crop U.S. corn and 193,500 tons of new crop to Mexico this morning. South Korea bought 137,000 tons of corn from either the U.S., South America, or South Africa. The May corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.31. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported that 14% of Argentina's soybean crop has been harvested, up from 11% last week. The USDA announced an export sale of 13,500 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans and 108,000 tons of new crop to unknown destinations. Recent weakness in the Brazilian real has made soybean prices more attractive to foreign buyers. The May soybean contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.41. A total of 514,600 tons of Canadian wheat were exported during the week ended April 14th, according to the CGC, with cumulative exports for 2023-24 at 15.3 million tons, a record pace. India's wheat stocks have fallen to a 16-year low, totaling 7.5 million tons at the start of April, down from 8.35 million last year. Sovacon cut its Russian wheat production forecast by 1 million tons at 93 million. Argentine wheat growers are pressuring the government to eliminate export taxes due to lower prices and high costs. The BAGE expects Argentina to plant 14.6 million acres of wheat in 2024-25, slightly below the previous year. The May Chicago wheat contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.45. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.78. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.43. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, April 19th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.